The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is starting to review the conservation plan for the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. The process is stirring debate because it could eventually lead to setting aside more wilderness area in the refuge, shutting the door on oil and gas development. APRN's Annie Feit reports.
The Anwar Conservation Plan was last updated in 1988. Agency spokesperson Bruce Wood says the review will be all-encompassing.
Every aspect of management of the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, anything from how we deal with wildfire regimes to public use, it's all open to question and review.
The review will also look at whether to designate more of the refuge as wilderness area. That would put oil and gas development off limits. Wood says during the last review, no such recommendation was made. He says a conservation plan is required for refuges every 15 years, and Anwar is long overdue.
Any plan that was established 20 years ago is probably, given the climate changes that we're seeing, given the changes in development capabilities and impacts, given the potential for invasive species, I think the changes that we've seen in the world over that time frame probably indicate that it's not a bad idea to take a look at how we're managing our public lands.
But Democratic Senator Mark Begich is calling it a waste of taxpayer funds. He says just because the regulations say it's time for a new plan doesn't mean there's actually a need for it.
I mean, planners love to plan. That's what they do all day. And when one plan's done, they got another plan to plan. And sometimes you got to just say enough is enough. And let's get on with doing what we're supposed to be doing. I have no idea because they've never reported to Congress that I'm aware of, and they haven't surely reported to me since I've been here, the plan that they have done of how that's been implemented. My guess is they've not done much of it.
Senator Begich says he'll work through his position on the Senate Budget Committee to block funding for the planning process.
They spend all this time, and they'll spend 2 years doing this plan, getting everybody, all worked up, and then it will sit on the shelf for all we know, or it will say, well, now we need more resources. And these aren't a few $100,000 to these kind of plans. These are millions of dollars. And I just don't think it's a wise expenditure of federal taxpayer money when we're running deficits to the tune of over $1 trillion. And the Obama administration, in my view, should reprioritize. This is not a priority.
Bruce Wood says it's difficult to estimate the cost of the review at this point in the process. Recommendations on whether to designate more wilderness in Anwar won't come out until early next year. Wood says when deciding whether to propose new wilderness areas, planners look at the pristine nature of the landscape.
There would also be considerations as to the unique nature of some of the portions of the non-wilderness and whether that particular wilderness ecosystem is already represented among wilderness lands in Alaska.
A wilderness proposal would go through another public comment period and ultimately be subject to congressional approval. Senator Begich says if it ever gets to that point, he can't see it winning enough votes. He says it will face strong resistance from the Alaska delegation.
I think what you'll see is a pretty strong, effort by the delegation, very unified on this position of saying no, but hell no.
The Fish and Wildlife Service is holding meetings across Alaska in April and May to talk about the review process. They'll take place in Anchorage, Arctic Village, Fairbanks, Fort Yukon, Kaktovik, and Vinatai. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.